WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. The place where we turn those awkward, what do I say? Moments into confident, bring it on. Vibes. Today, we're diving into something super important. Boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving in your relationships? Like you're running on empty while everyone else is topping off their tanks? Yeah, me too, and let's be real, that's not a recipe for happiness. Boundaries are those invisible lines we draw around ourselves to protect our energy, time, and emotional well-being. Think of them like the fences around your personal space, keeping things safe, organized, and allowing everyone to thrive within their own boundaries too. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries? Doesn't that sound kinda cold and distant? Nope. Boundaries are about clarity, respect, and ultimately, creating healthier, happier relationships. Here's the deal. Without healthy boundaries, we can end up feeling drained, resentful, and even taken advantage of. It's like letting someone borrow your favorite shirt without asking. Eventually, you're gonna feel a little robbed. But with clear boundaries, you communicate your needs and expectations, setting the stage for mutual respect and understanding. 5 key takeaways to level up your boundaries. 1. Know thyself. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know what you need. What drains your energy? What makes you uncomfortable? What are your non-negotiables? Take some time to reflect, journal it out, talk to a trusted friend, whatever works for you. This self-awareness is the foundation of healthy boundaries. 2. Communicate clearly. This ain't about being passive-aggressive or dropping bombshells. Communicate your boundaries directly and respectfully. Use I statements like, I feel overwhelmed when, or, I need some time to myself. It's about expressing your needs clearly without attacking the other person. 3. Start small, build confidence. Don't try to set all your boundaries at once. Start with something manageable. Saying no to a social event you don't have energy for, asking for a little alone time after work. Each small win builds your confidence and makes it easier to tackle bigger boundaries later on. 4. Be consistent. Boundaries are like fences, they need to be maintained. If you let people push past them once, they'll keep trying. Be firm and consistent in enforcing your boundaries, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Trust me, the discomfort fades, and the respect grows. 5. Don't take it personally. When someone pushes back against a boundary, remember that it's not always about you. They might be struggling with their own insecurities or have different expectations. Stay calm, reiterate your boundary, and don't feel obligated to justify yourself. Real-world scenario. Picture this. You're hanging out with friends at a bar, having a blast. But then, the night starts dragging on, you're feeling drained, and all you want is to head home for some Netflix and chill. Now, instead of letting your social battery drain completely and ending up grumpy, you politely say, "Hey guys, I'm really enjoying the time, but I'm starting to feel a bit tired. I think I'm going to call it a night." See? By setting that boundary, you're prioritizing your well-being without sacrificing the connection with your friends. You still had fun, and you didn't end up feeling resentful or exhausted. In conclusion, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or creating walls. It's about cultivating healthy relationships, protecting your energy, and living authentically. It takes practice, courage, and a good dose of self-love, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Ready to level up your social confidence? Head over to our website and grab yourself a free downloadable guide on setting those boundaries like a boss. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the boundary love. See you in the next episode. Keep it real, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.